Efforts to strengthen the enforcement of Vermont's seatbelt law are running into opposition in the Vermont Senate. House leaders say they're very disappointed by the situation because the House gave its strong approval to the bill last month. VPR's Bob Kinzel has the story.
The question facing lawmakers is whether or not law enforcement officials should be able to pull a driver over solely for the failure to wear a seatbelt. That's not the case now. Vermont has what's known as a secondary enforcement law, which means a driver must be stopped for a different traffic violation to be issued a ticket for not being buckled up. Last summer, Vermont experienced several fatal accidents where many of the victims were not wearing seatbelts. At the time, Senate Transportation Chairman Dick Mazza, a longtime opponent of primary enforcement, indicated a new willingness to consider it.
A lot of us were shocked to think that's happening, and would it have made a difference? Well, probably it would have. When you lose that many people in such a short period of time, you've got to take notice. And at this point, I am open to see what the advantage would be if we had primary enforcement.
Last month, the House passed a highway safety bill that included primary enforcement. The vote was 133-7. The bill has been sent to the Senate Judiciary Committee for its review. When it reaches the Senate Transportation Committee, Mazza now says he'll vote against it because he doesn't think it's needed.
Oh, I don't think anything has changed. I haven't been a big supporter of primary enforcement. I think it's working well under the present law. We're running 85% to 90% compliance. It's not high on my priority because I think we're doing fine without primary enforcement.
Colchester Representative Pat Brennan is the chairman of the House Transportation Committee. Brennan says last summer's wave of traffic fatalities convinced him to support the law, and he's baffled by Mazza's opposition to this bill.
It's surprising and disappointing. I mean, he did seem a little amenable to primary seatbelt legislation earlier in the year, and obviously now he's coming out strongly against it.
And Brennan says there's no question that a primary enforcement seatbelt law would save lives because compliance rates would increase.
And hence the percentage rising like that, you possibly save 3 to 4 lives a year. So this is not just a made-up number. It's been proven in other states.
If the Senate strips the seatbelt enforcement plan from the highway safety bill, it could reemerge as an amendment to another transportation-related bill later in the session. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.